This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A friendly overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio is now about to hit your ears. It's our weekly get-together here in this space to go through the charts from Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. So we have them for this first week of June, actually May 31st to the 4th of June. I'm Doug Steffen, along with my DJV colleagues, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner, to take kind of an important overview of the big stories. And I'm sorry to disappoint all of you, but among the top 10 this week is not the relationship between Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez.
I was just going to say, I hope Bennifer made the list this week.
Yes, bubbling under.
Right, bubbling, you're right, bubbling. Well, it doesn't seem to be bubbling under with the two of them. They look, I saw a picture of Ben Affleck leaving her house in L.A., and he had the biggest, nicest smile, and he looks the healthiest he's looked for a long time.
And she looks the happiest
she's
ever looked.
Yeah.
I love J-Lo. I'm a big fan of hers, and I never once, the entire time she was with A-Rod, which I thought seemed like a good match, but I never once saw her as, like, relaxed and smiley and happy
as she
has been just from going into dinner when the paparazzi caught them this week, and she was, like, kind of all nestled up into his shoulder. And, I mean, they just look like they should have gotten married in the beginning.
Isn't that funny how that works?
Yeah.
So it's kind of cool. It's something neat and wonderful. We all like to see that sort of thing. But as we have just alluded, it's not in the top 10. So let's get to the top 10 stories this week and the people that are on the list. You can find them, if you don't follow along with us for the whole conversation, you can get the list and the replay of this at djvshow.com and at talkers.com. That's where the top 10 stories are listed. So, number 10 on the list, politics. What's going on in the mayoral race in New York, and what's going on in the gubernatorial race in California seems to be galvanizing people's opinions, at least on the coast anyway. I doubt that anybody in Allentown, Pennsylvania gives a damn who's running for mayor or governor. But it's worth a moment or two. So, Jennifer, because you're on the California side of things, how is it changing Gavin Newsom? You sounded a little, we had this conversation earlier in the week on the DJV program. You sounded kind of down in the dumps because the prospects of getting rid of that nitwit who's governor of California, they seem to be waning.
Well, it's just that really the polling, there is not a lot of polling, and the polling hasn't moved much. I mean, if you're going to believe the polling, it probably looks better for Gavin Newsom than for the people who are supporting the recall. The thing that annoys me is that people complain about things a lot. People don't like people a lot. They want to make changes, and then it fizzles out somehow. And I know that the Democrat Party is going to throw a lot of money into this race because they don't want the narrative out there that in the most liberal state in the country, that the most liberal state's going to throw out the most liberal governor in the country. And I know that would be a bad line for the Democrats to toe. So they're going to throw a lot of money into this particular race to try to save him. And I don't know if the Republicans have, really in California, it's not even a battle. It's really easy to say the Republicans. But when I say that, I just mean the people who are anti-Gavin Newsom. There hasn't been a candidate that's popped up that I think is stealing a lot of the energy.
Right.
There are a lot of candidates, but even Caitlyn Jenner, I think, has, like, I don't know, at first she
kind
was sounding pretty
out,
good
right?
to me. And there was some stuff, I don't know, she's just kind of, fizzling is the right word. So who's that person that replaces Gavin Newsom? Because that, even though it shouldn't be part of the equation, because it should just be about the recall, it should just be about that first question on the ballot, recall Gavin, yes or no, people do always consider, well, who comes in next?
Right.
And I don't know if there's someone that's, like, shaking
it up. Arnold! Bring Arnold back!
Arnold did not do much for California. I'd like to say that he did. I voted for him twice. But he not only did he not do much for California, because he was stopped by the very liberal state legislature at, like, every turn, but also what he did for the Republican Party in California was not great. Remember, Republicans used to win quite a bit in California, and a lot of people say it's just a shifting demographic that they don't, but ever since Arnold Schwarzenegger was in the governor's office,
everybody leaves California. Right.
Well, Republicans haven't won statewide office since Arnold Schwarzenegger, so it wasn't he wasn't great for the party. Right. He kind of
all right. So let me switch to the
terminated any hopes
to the East Coast. You're a former New Yorker and living in New Jersey, close to the situation here, Victoria. So who's running for mayor? I don't see any standout candidates in the cursory look that I have.
Well, Andrew Yang. Yeah, the Yang gang. Yeah, Andrew Yang, former presidential candidate, is he's sort of the front runner in New York. Eric Adams is sort of his biggest competition. They're both actually pretty centrist. You know, they're not, neither of them are way to the left. There are two other candidates, Maya Wiley and Scott Stringer, who are more considered the more progressive candidates on the farther left.
Andrew Yang is into guaranteed income, though, isn't he?
I think he's dropped that. Yeah, he actually, it's funny because after going after Mayor Bloomberg, Mike Bloomberg in, you know, in the presidential debates, now he's promising to be the next Mayor Bloomberg. So I don't know. I still think he, you know, and Jen's always right about, you know, the political stuff with, you know, hedging bets and things. And so I think name recognition is going to go really far here. Yeah. Andrew Yang made a good name for himself. He had he was likable. He was intelligent. He did really good commentary for, I think it was MSNBC or ABC, one of the major networks that he did, you know, fall after he dropped out of the race. He did a lot of really good commentary, made a lot of sense. I think that he's probably still going to win. This comes up June 22nd is the primary. And so we'll see who the candidate will be. But I think it's still going to be Andrew Yang.
All right, 12 after the hour. This is the overview at the end of the week of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, courtesy of the DJV show hosts. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Jay Kirshner is with us, and we're going to talk about number 9 in a moment from the perspective of what you're paying for meat at the store because ransomware and those attacks. Number 9 up next.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Mirabet on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Calotrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
Celebrating freedom of speech on the radio. This is the DJV overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. For this past week, we're at number 9, ladies, the ransomware attack. And because Victoria spends a lot of time on the air with me talking about the implications of things that are going on in the world of technology, here's big implications from this cyber attack. Right, Victoria?
Yeah, well, this was the JBS. It's the world's fifth largest meat producer. And so this shut down their operations. It shut down slaughterhouses in the U.S. We don't even know the details fully yet of how much money they paid to get their system back online, but we know that that's just how these ransomware attacks are going. And Colonial Pipeline paid $4.4 million that we know of, that they admitted to. It could be more. Microsoft was hit with this. Apple. They have these ransomware attacks are now, last year, in pre-pandemic, the average ransom was about $10,000, usually in Bitcoin, so it's untraceable. And now we're up to $40 to $60 million in demands.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And so these companies are paying it.
How this is going to affect you is what you pay for a steak at the store or in a restaurant, hamburger. I wouldn't be surprised if you saw all of the fast food joints increase the prices of their hamburger. If
you've been traveling. Add some more soy. Is that
yeah,
more filler?
Maybe that might be what they do as well. But this is dangerous stuff. And because number eight is our focus, there was almost a weekly, well, it is a weekly focus on our relationship with China and Russia. And the Chinese saying this week they're going to increase the number of, or the attention being paid to developing nuclear weaponry because they're going to have a big confrontation with America. You already have a big confrontation with America there, pal. And the Russians are in on it up to their Mickey. Most of the cyber attacks are done, I think, in concert with Chinese technology using the Russian hackers. And so that's what you got here. You've got all of these things that continue on. We are at war, like it or not. That's the situation. And I don't know that anybody's really confronting it that way. This is a cold war between the Chinese, the Russians, and the West, basically, because there's no, isn't just America. These ransomware attacks are helping themselves to lots of different businesses all over the world.
And we know about the meat, and we know about the energy, and we know about the attempt on the subway. What you may not have heard about, and it was very quietly reported this week, is that a local police station in California, the city of Azusa, had their police station hacked. And they just came out with that. So it's like,
well, the D.C.
this
Metro
must be
police
happening.
Have been dealing with that, too.
That's right, yeah. D.C. Metro, yeah. Yeah. So think about that. Law enforcement, food, the supply chain, energy, and
break
transportation.
Yep.
What else is left?
I mean, what are we doing about it?
Is
where's
really
the leadership?
Serious.
Where's the fix?
Well, the reason China's coming back out, the reason China said this week that they want to up their nuclear weapons, that's a direct response to Joe Biden issuing that I don't know if it was an executive order, but the 90-day commission to come up with the real origins of the coronavirus and if it came from that lab, which we know it did.
Again, the real origins of the coronavirus takes 9 seconds to figure out, not 90 days.
Well, I think we owe China a lot of money. I think we need to be giving ourselves some credit in that department. That's how we punish them for this virus, if indeed they were not transparent about it.
Don't pay them back.
Right. That's it. You just give yourself a discount on your bill. That's it.
Yep, there you go. All right, number seven on the story list from Talkers Magazine this week is a focus on immigration. What we're doing, the worker shortage here is the big thing as far as I can see. Every place, no matter where you are in the country, up and down the main streets, help wanted, workers needed, please apply. And that's across the board. If you think one of the reasons that things seem to be going up as quickly as they are is strictly the cost of trucking things, because truck drivers they're down, the legions of truck drivers. I found this myself shipping stuff around to different places in the country, back to here to the farm. The costs have gone up 30-40% because there are no drivers, and then the cost of fuel, tolls. It's like there was a war against us. The toll, if you pay tolls coming into New York City on the George Washington Bridge, the average truck pays a $100 toll to get across the bridge. You think that makes sense? And so that's why things cost so much more money. That's really what it is. And
I
then
think
the
it's
workers
like 20 for cars now. So
yeah, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
What the hell is that all about? And how do they get away with that is the question. Okay, lots of questions, lots of answers here at 21 after the hour.
The The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
All right, 23 after the hour now. This is the DJV overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. As I said, you can find the list on our social media at Twitter and Instagram at DJV Show. Also, you can find it at facebook.com/DJV Show. So the comments that we have posted, Jay, here, one of the things that has been a focus this week has been with regard to the race relations stuff. Number six, the Tulsa massacre. So you asked a question about when people learned about the Tulsa massacre. It came about as a result of a conversation we had on the DJV program earlier in the week when I said, and the rest of us, I think, all on the same page. I don't remember learning this at all. It's a real hole, another one of those holes in our educational system, the history of America, according to the whites. So anyway, what's the answer? Or what do you find that people...
Pretty much everybody learned about it either last week or within the last couple of years that answered online. I mean, Nobody learned about it in school. Somebody did learn about it in college. Matthew Johnson did learn about it in college. Lee Stevenson learned about it last week. Carlos Seyford says the past few years. That was the most popular answers.
What, past few years? Yeah.
The past few years or last
so
week,
when did you learn about it? When did you – I found, as I said, the discussion on the air this week kind of enlightened me. I didn't know that much about it, and I'm a pretty good student of history. So when did you learn about it, Jay?
I learned about it last year, right after everything with Floyd, and I had heard about Black Wall Street, and I didn't know what that was. I had a different kind of idea of it in my head, and I went to Wikipedia and other sources online, and I learned it was not what I was thinking of in my head. Mm-hmm. And just from hearing certain phrases about it, I was like, oh, I'm going to Google that. And right. I learned about it last year.
Mm-hmm. All right, what about you, Jennifer and Victoria? When did you learn about the Tulsa massacre?
I learned about Black Wall Street like years ago in a college class. It was one of the cultural history classes that I had taken. But as far as the attention to the massacre, I mean, it really wasn't wasn't widespread, I think, until George Floyd.
I
remember learning about it. I remember the Black Wall Street part. That definitely stands out from college. But I didn't really know the details of the massacre. I'd heard about it, but I didn't know any of the details and how widespread this was. This was you know, hundreds of people killed and 10,000 people displaced, 35 blocks of prosperous business burned to the ground. I mean, it was just awful. I honestly learned about that from one of my girlfriends who's black, and she had studied it in, you know, African American history, and that's how I learned about it.
Yeah. All right. We have asked about the what you think the dumbest headline of the week was. What do we have for that, Jay?
Steve Lovely commented, anything that has to do with AOC. Gretchen Stoller says anything with Biden. But Ken Stark came in strong. He even did a screenshot of the headline because he didn't believe anybody would actually believe him. And it was Albuquerque campaign event interrupted by drone with a sex toy dangling beneath it. I didn't know if I could say the actual word.
What, dildo?
Oh, the D word.
Yeah, okay. So there we go. Yeah. So that was real. That actually happened. And that is probably one of the best news stories I searched out and found yesterday as well. Thank you, Ken Stark.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, the story of a high school valedictorian using a speech to discuss the situation that happens when you are pregnant, and the whole discussion of abortion has surfaced here. It's a pretty interesting story. What are our listeners saying?
Most people felt like it was similar to celebs using award shows to speak on something different than just accepting the award. A lot of people, pretty much everyone, disagreed with this high school valedictorian. Susan Nelson says...
Disagreed with the point of view or the venue that she used to discuss it?
Both. Susan Nelson says she's just another radical left big mouth is all. Maybe her mom should have had one, too.
Oh, lovely. And that woman's probably pro-life, right? Sure.
Aaron Bramblett says, sounds like a nudge up to me. Solution by a gun learner. To use it, take it everywhere. Chances of getting raped go from almost zero to zero.
Wow.
One in four women is raped, mister.
There's not a lot of empathy.
I love how people are so ill-informed.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps as restrictions come to an end and you get back to work. Do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the world tries to get to the origins of the coronavirus pandemic, China is stonewalling the investigation, going as far as to threaten nuclear war with the United States. Former White House coronavirus testing czar Brett Jarrah on Fox News says lab leaks are not uncommon.
SARS has leaked out of laboratory and even caused secondary deaths. We know that in 1979, anthrax leaked out of a Soviet laboratory and killed 60 people. So lab leaks are not uncommon. And I really think data like people getting ill in November from the laboratory, if that proves true, that coincides exactly when we know this virus hit China.
Vanity Fair is reporting that American government officials were told not to explore the Wuhan Institute of Virology's weaponizing of the virus because it would bring unwelcome attention of U.S. tax dollars funding the Chinese research. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This day in history, Flash, 1989. Chinese troops stormed through Tiananmen Square in the center of Beijing, killing and arresting thousands of pro-democracy protesters. Flash, 1919. The 19th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution grants women the right to vote. It's passed by Congress and sent to states for ratification. Flash, 2003. Martha Stewart, known for her good things, tips and tricks, turns very bad when a federal grand jury serves her and her former stockbroker a 9-count indictment, including charges of obstruction of justice, securities fraud, and more. Ms. Stewart would serve time in prison. Flash, 1961.
I went to Vienna to meet the leader of the Soviet Union, Mr. Khrushchev. For 2 days, we met in sober, intensive conversation. Mr. Khrushchev and I had a very full and frank exchange of views on the major issues that now divide our two countries. I wanted to present our views to him directly, precisely, realistically, and with an opportunity for discussion and clarification. This was done. Both sides endorsed the concept of a neutral and independent Laos, much in the manner of Burma or Cambodia. And of critical importance to the current conference on Laos in Geneva, both sides recognized the importance of an effective ceasefire.
President John F. Kennedy and Premier Nikita Khrushchev of the Soviet Union meeting in Vienna strike a bargain. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryor.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
At the hour here, another half hour overviewing the charts from Talkers Magazine from the perspective of the DJV program. If you want to hear more of the DJV show, a lot of people hear this program over the weekend. You can check our daily downloads and hear our discussions of various issues or things that are reality in life. For example, the most recent download is a focus on Derek, well, in part, Derek Chauvin's prosecutors looking for that 30-year sentence. We talk about the Bachelor replacement host, ooh, ooh, ooh. The name Karen, baby name Karen, doesn't seem to be too popular anymore. We talk about that. And there was a conversation we had about that new swimming pool at the hotel in London. It's 18 stories high. You can swim in it. It's a glass pool, and you can look down to the 18 floors down to the lobby of the hotel. So who wants to do that? We all had kind of the willies when we were talking about that. That doesn't sound. Then all
good
thing
is a gigantic James Bond movie. Yeah. Yeah, and like the bad guy's gonna shoot it out, or James Bond is gonna shoot it out. Somehow I feel like it doesn't end well for the people in the pool.
Right, and then also on the DJB download is a focus on James Dean's car. The death car sold for about, what, $400,000, I think, at an auction. So those are the kinds of things we talk about daily. Check them out live on the DJB Show. You can hear it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at djbshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. And certainly this conversation becomes part of what is archived for the weekend. So let's see. The business about the investigation, number five, I give this short shrift, but it's not fair for me to shut other people out. I think this is a bunch of nonsense. I think there's an investigation, I suppose. I mean, what are you going to find in an investigation with January? The obvious. What happened on January 6th?
Oh, I wasn't sure which investigation you were talking about. You're talking about January 6th.
The January 6th investigation. Yeah,
right,
sorry.
Okay. So, I was thinking China, but okay, yeah. Well, January 6th, yeah.
I think the big story is that the Senate voted not to move forward with the investigation that was voted on in the House, and so that brought up a couple of questions this week. Was Joe Biden going to order a presidential commission? Because that's something that he could do in his power. He said this week he would not do that. Instead, he would kind of toss it back and try to put the pressure on Congress to make this happen again. Nancy Pelosi said she wasn't going to pressure Joe Biden to do it, that she might try to go it again to get people on board. It also brings up the debate about the filibuster, because this is the first legislative filibuster that Republicans used during the Biden presidency. They haven't filibustered anything else before. And so, of course, the question is, are Democrats who are now in power going to throw out the filibuster? There's been a lot of pressure from the progressive left to dump the filibuster. My only warning is, and it's funny that, like, I mean, there's like three people with like some sanity in the Senate who are saying, wait a second. And Kristen Sinema is one of them. She's a Democrat from Arizona, saying that we are so divided right now. It's something that I think we said on the DJV show this week, that if one party's in office and it happens to be your party and you get rid of the filibuster, good for you. But when the next party comes into office, you're not going to like it when there are no checks and balances. And it's why, look, Trump was pressuring Mitch McConnell to get rid of the filibuster, and I thought that was wrong. I thought that that was a bad move, because it's very short-sighted, and it's the same reason I feel like it's a bad move now for Democrats. It's not just because my team isn't in power. It's, what does this do? And really, you see how crazy and chaotic the House gets. If you take away the filibuster from the Senate just turns into the House Part Two. It's no longer the more serious body. And I don't know. Then consensus really will be gone, because you won't. People just stop trying to get people on board with their ideas. I just think.
I think you're so right, though. People have no long range vision at all in elected government. Everything is just
business
right
either.
Now, right now, business. Right now.
Business.
And you're right. I mean, you make that decision and you go, oh, this is so great. What a huge win for us. And then, and us can be either side, and then the tables turn, and then it's, oh, you know, it's un-American, they took away the filibuster, you know, it's going to be the same thing, it's a mess.
Well, it's kind of, I mean, and all you have to do to know the perfect example of why this isn't a great idea is that to get things done, Harry Reid, when he was in charge of the Senate, changed the rule about how judges are confirmed. You used to need 60 votes to confirm a judge, but he blew it up, and he changed it to just a simple majority. And so, flash forward 10 years, and Democrats were pretty upset that all you needed was a simple majority when Trump was appointing three Supreme Court justices. They would have wished that that was in place. So at some point, this comes back to haunt you, and, you know, I know it's very hard, and we're all political, and I know I'm guilty of it, we're all guilty of it, but you have to think about what's good for the country, and this is what's good for the country, is to have
Let's spend a good deal of time. There are a lot of variants on the COVID discussion this week. Vaccines, politics, stats, mask rules. Is the end of the pandemic finally in sight? We will discuss that after this. Have you heard all the good news about Ebon's Bakehouse? Gluten-free goodness in cookies, in breads. That's the secret at Ebon's Bakehouse. Go to their website, ebonsbakehouse.com, to find all the various products. There are all kinds of things that we all now know about gluten, how bad it is for us. I'm one of those people that has a severe reaction. That's one of the reasons that I've gotten so excited about talking to you about the products you can get at ebonsbakehouse.com. breads, cookies, rolls. This stuff is fabulous. All the ladies on the DJB program have eaten it. They love it. Anybody I know who has had any of these products, love, love, love them. You will love them too. Use the code DJV for a big discount when you check out ebondsbakehouse.com. Order, enjoy, go back again. It's 100% guaranteed or your money back that you will love the products from Ebonds Bakehouse at ebondsbakehouse.com.
Good morning, Private!
Good morning, Sergeant!
I mean, seriously, what a pleasant morning. The sun is shining and the birds are chirping.
You seem to be in a good mood today.
Astute observation, Private! Astute!
He's probably happy because he found out Honey Nut Cheerios can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet.
So, in lieu of the obstacle course today, I propose a nice, meditative nature walk. Does that sound delightful to everyone?
Yes, Sergeant!
Have a change of heart with Honey Nut Cheerios. Learn more about Honey Nut Cheerios by picking up a box at your local store.
Sheila, we need to set up Johnson's quarterly review.
Janowski Investments keeps portfolios profitable, but a double client base calls for double the advisors.
Hello. Hi, Janet. I'm so sorry. Pulling up your portfolio right now. Give me a sec.
Indeed can help them hire the people they need.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
After the hour, our DJB overview of the charts, the hot hits, the news talk items of interest from the perspective of the research that's done at Talkers Magazine. And I think we ought to spend some time. There's so many different aspects to the COVID discussion. The new workplace mask rules in California, is that something we'll extend all over the country, or is it a replication of what's going on elsewhere in the country, Jennifer?
Well, I think it's actually behind the country. I don't think California's leading on any mask rules because I think most of the country, quite frankly, is
the only place California leads in is a bunch of idiots running. And homelessness, right? Yeah.
That's about it.
That's it. And
it's
an expensive place
about
to live.
That's true.
Yeah, it's
highly taxed state and homelessness. We win there. But, yeah, I think there's just a, you know, June 15th seems to be the big date that Gavin Newsom says he's going to open everything up because, you know, it's magical. June 15th, everything will be fine and everything will be fully opened. And he said at that point, now there's a discussion about whether or not they're going to require employers to have a mask mandate within their confines of their business.
All right. So the number of new cases dropping below 10,000 this week, that's the announcement from Dr. Fauci, who seems to have a problem of his own this week, wrapped around the COVID, the discussions, the email. So what is the impact on him and his future, ladies? Where does Fauci go from here? We were speculating.
I imagine
on
he's going to resign pretty soon.
He's gone.
I think. Who knows? I mean, a lot of these people. I mean, look at Cuomo. We would have thought he would have probably resigned too, but he didn't, and he stuck it out because of the.
But it's
the
kind
attitude.
Of been quiet around Cuomo, hasn't it lately?
It's
died down for sure.
Other stuff to talk about, right?
I guess maybe that's what it is.
It's a quick news cycle, and he knows that. That's why, I mean, it's a very Trumpian thing that he did. He knows that when there's a scandal, you just let it play out, and people forget about it, move on to something else. I mean, it's a New York style more than anything
concert
else.
In concert with the so-called news media.
It is.
Yeah, maybe ego.
Yeah. Definitely thinking that you can survive, and many times you do. But Fauci has had a lot of trouble this week because his emails were released, and even sources that were once friendly to him, like Vanity Fair. Vanity Fair came out and was questioning what he knew, when he knew it, and why he didn't talk about it. There were, you know, some revelations that he knew that people were trying to tell him. Remember, it's not necessarily what was in the emails. It's how they play against what Fauci has said. And Fauci has said up until a couple of weeks ago that this was from a bat, that this virus came from a bat. And now he's kind of saying, well, maybe there's some other possibilities. But he was getting lots of emails about gain-of-function research. He played coy about that, saying he didn't know if any of that was happening. Well, it turns out not only was it happening, but there was funding going to it from the National Institute of Health. And what's so stupid, and this is why you know that he is a bit arrogant, is that this was all public record. But journalists were very favorable to him. That was another revelation from these emails. He had journalists from ABC News saying, I'm going to be kind to you. I'm not going to ruin you. So we're going to give you the softball stuff. I mean, he was the darling of the media. And I think that this story really does have a secondary aspect with the news media, because it used to be their function to ask the tough questions. I don't care who you are, whether you're a Democrat, Republican, scientist, doctor, you ask who, what, when, where, how, and why. That's your job. It's not to give favor to somebody
else. Not anymore.
Else.
Right. I want access, so I'm going to be nice to them. Meanwhile, the Republicans are saying it's imperative for Fauci to testify about COVID, and that's back to the fact that it started in the Wuhan laboratory, it was manufactured in the laboratory, it was let loose from the laboratory, and anybody who tells you anything different either doesn't know what they're talking about or they're just not telling you the truth. Because that is
well, the one thing
the
I think that
line.
We don't know, I think everyone at this point, not everyone maybe, but anyone with a brain knows that this came from the lab. I know we all are patting ourselves in the back as we all said it here, and we're representing three different sides of politics here on the DJV show that we do every week. But, you know, I think the only thing we don't know is, was this an accident? Because the lab had very shoddy protocols, and that was reported back in 2018 by our State Department, that they reported that there were multiple incidents where the lab was just, you know, it was, they didn't have the safety protocols in place, they were messy, they were sloppy with samples, samples got contaminated. So we know that this lab was not, like, up to snuff. But we don't know if this was released intentionally. That's what we don't know.
China
and I don't
is at war
we'll ever get
with
proof.
America. They've got all the money now. They're at war. They're going to.
I'm not.
Do
look, I don't trust China at all. I would not be surprised whatsoever if this was intentional.
They knew.
We just won't be able to prove that.
Well,
you knew it was a problem when they blocked travel within their own country, but were perfectly happy to let everyone else travel out into the rest of the world. And so whether they did it intentionally or not, they benefited and were complicit in the cover-up. And the State Department, another big story is that the State Department, they were warned not to, investigators, were warned not to pursue the investigation into the origins of COVID-19. There's a whistleblower that just came out, a couple of them. Former department officials said that it would bring attention to the U.S. funding of gain-of-function research. And this was reported not by a right-wing conspiracy site, which a lot of people like to write off Fox News or Breitbart. This was reported by Vanity Fair. So
there's another right-wing.
this scandal goes deep.
It does. Okay, now, with regard to COVID, you may or may not have heard that the shutdown was, the spigot was turned off. The production of Mission Impossible 7, Tom Cruise's new big action film that's been on again, off again. They've halted production again because of a number of people on the set testing positive for COVID-19. That's an interesting reality.
Apparently, he's really fuming, too, because
he was mad the first time.
Right, and he got caught on, you know, a hot mic screaming at everybody that, you know, and he didn't say anything wrong. He was just, you know, he's difficult to work with, and that's what a lot of the crew have been saying, that they kind of wish that, you know, that maybe they would just go back to, you know, pausing, but he wants to push through.
Well, I think there's a powerful, there's a message there for all of us, frankly. In America, we were not well off. Now we're much better off. If you go around the rest of the country, I told a story on the program this week about how in India people chuckle, and it's, I guess, a chuckling story. In India, where cows are kings and queens, people are going into special salons that have been set up where cow poop is piled up and people are slathering their body with cow poop to get rid of the virus.
Which it doesn't do, and the doctors have been saying, you know, you're making this so much worse because the hospitals are so overwhelmed in India.
There are some indications that when it dries on you, it might absorb some of the things because you're the biggest organ in your body is your skin, the pores, whatever in there that could come
you
out.
First. Yeah, there's no science to back that.
Science? Science?
Uh-huh.
All right, ladies,
there's
thank you.
There's science for everything.
Jay, it's right, exactly. Jennifer and Doug, get 10 before the hour.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP ASAP
is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
All right, time for Car Talk on the DJV program. It's the weekly presence of Nick Miles, which I look forward to. He's our auto expert. He's got our website, ourautoexpert.com. In fact, ourautoexpert.com. Say that 100 times quickly. Ourautoexpert.com. Our, yeah, okay. So, the prices are the big focus as you drive across the country, most any place. Whether it's rural, suburban, or urban America, car dealerships have a startling lack of cars. As a matter of fact, you found something in your research this week in terms of the biggest increase in used car. What car has the biggest increase in value?
The good old American Corvette was the one that seems to be up 33% there, Doug. I think it's probably because they don't make as many as you think they do. They make, well, they make millions of other cars. They probably just turn out a few thousand Corvettes every year, but they are well sought after by those people that thought they were their dream car and now they can't get hold of one. So the prices are up 33%. Americans want them. They're buying them despite what they have to pay for them, new or old. So
I never got the fascination. The Corvette rides like a dump truck. It has no suspension. Yeah, it's terrible ride.
I think the first six generations were, the seventh generation, the latest one, is much better. But to me, either I've always liked the foreign style of cars, which a lot of people don't. But the Corvette is definitely a beholden for those people in the middle of the country. They love it. It's an American dream for them.
Yep. So, all right, so you've spent the week in Texas this week examining new SUVs. They said somehow or other Toyota and SUVs don't go well in my mind. But
it's funny because 77% of all they sell is trucks and SUVs. So that's the bread and butter of the Toyota's business right now. Their headquarters is just outside Dallas in Texas. They held their own little auto show there this week. It was called Toyota Confidential, where they showed off what they will be selling over the next few years. And they showed us seven new Toyotas a couple of days ago, and it included the new Corolla Cross, where they sort of took the Corolla and they made it bigger and put it on bigger wheels and called it an SUV. Yes, or
but don't they have crossover. What's that bigger Toyota? The normal size. It looks like the Lexus and the Toyota have the same SUV. What is it? What's that model called?
Was the RAV4 or was it the?
No.
They have so many of them, by the way. The Venza.
No, I don't know. Just it's a bigger standard. So I've been around, the same model's been around for a long time, and it seems to be moderately popular to see them here, there, and everywhere. But there are so many choices to make. Isn't that really one of the biggest problems people have, is trying to figure out, and that's why advertising is so important, cutting through all of the every car has got to be good today to survive. So how do people make up their minds as to what they're going to buy? There's got to be research on that, isn't there?
Yeah, well, I think one of the things is it doesn't really matter what the name is, although the Corolla name is the most popular car name in the world, by the way, been around since 1966, and they've sold more Corollas than anything else. But I actually think car companies only make and break themselves on one single model. So if you get a bad vehicle that comes out, people tend to forget about you that model line very, very fast. But the Corolla's been successful for since 1966, so it's been a very, very successful vehicle for them. Everyone's going SUVs though, Doug. It's all about SUVs.
Yeah, it really
is. Colors and different capabilities, and that's sort of the fashion. And even the Prius got a little bit of a makeover. They had a smoked edition, which was all black with black wheels and black badging, a midnight edition. They even announced it on International Goth Day. And so you have now even the goths can drive sinister black smoked out Priuses.
Yeah. Right.
I thought was funny.
New things, Ford, another new truck. Certainly people have been talking a lot about what they... I found out the new truck that I bought this week was an all-aluminum body. I didn't know that. I know if it gets dented, it's going to cost a lot more to fix it. But I didn't realize it was a 2019. I think I told you that.
Yeah, I mean, here's the deal, too, is that sometimes it's easier to maneuver aluminum, aluminium, as we like to say in the mother country.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
The whole thing with this new truck, it's actually the same size as the Bronco Sport, so it's a much smaller. I've actually seen it parked next to a Bronco Sport, and it looks much smaller. Ford are not stopping, by the way. They're going to have every vehicle for every type of person, short, tall, whatever you want, they'll have everything. So this
But isn't that a Ranger, basically? Isn't the Bronco on a Ranger chassis? You know?
It's smaller. So they've got everything now, even for little people like me.
Yeah.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.